This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, do you guys remember when that Democrat candidate for Congress in the Eastern Congressional District called in? He called in before his gun control activist buddy was going to be on the show. The gun control candidate for governor, the Democrat candidate for governor, the big gun control guy. Remember, he's also a part of the Climate Kids lawsuit that would just totally devastate agriculture, the natural resource industries. And I mean, who knows where the devastation would end with something as crazy as, the Climate Kids lawsuit and how they're trying to force climate change to be a consideration with every single state government decision. And now they're trying to force the same thing with the Public Service Commission. But anyway, this guy called in before his gun control buddy, his fellow climate change buddy, was going to be on the program as a scheduled guest. And he called in, and it was kind of a nice surprise, random phone call. But do you remember this guy said... He said that California Republicans, people that have fled California, conservatives that have fled California, that Montana Democrats are more conservative than they are. I know, it was just completely laughable. Completely laughable. Now, maybe 20, 30 years ago, you could have made that argument, right? You could have maybe tried to make the argument. Not today. You can't make that at all. So he was putting out this false narrative, this complete spin to try to claim that somehow, well, Montana Democrats are more moderate. They're different than those national Democrats. Give me a break. When you got a gun control candidate for governor, when you yourself, the freaking Climate Kids lawsuit is named after your family. That is one of the nuttiest, most radical, most Californicated measure that's out there right now. And it's named after you. You can't pretend to be a moderate now. You can't pretend to say, oh, well, we're different. Yeah, well, shucks, we're just different than them California folks. No, you're just as radical and nuts as they are. In fact, case in point, you've got a major lawsuit that's backed by all the left-wing groups here in Montana that falls right in line with the Montana Democrat Party, that falls right in line with the legislators in the Democrat Party. They are filing a lawsuit because they want to force transgender birth certificate changes. And why do they want to force transgender birth certificate changes? Why do they want somebody who was born as a boy to be able to change their birth certificate to claim that they were born as a girl so that they can enter your girl's locker room, so that they can now replace her from that sports team? So Joe Biden, I don't know if you guys have heard about what he is now pushing when it comes to Title IX changes at the national level, these crazy Title IX changes where he would elevate boys entering girls' locker rooms having more rights than your daughters would have in rights. Now, you could say, well, that's just the national Democrats. Yeah, they're crazy, but these Montana Democrats, they're just as radical as he is. Why do you think they have this lawsuit to force the transgender birth certificates in Montana? They're just as nutty as Joe Biden's Title IX changes at the national level.
Securing America.
The House of Representatives has once again passed a measure that would force ByteDance, the Chinese company which owns TikTok, to sell the app or face it being banned in the U.S. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz commented on the problems he sees with TikTok while appearing on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
I think the Chinese Communist government can, number one, use that for surveillance and espionage of American citizens. And number two, they use it right now aggressively to push propaganda, anti-America propaganda to our young people.
During an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner agreed.
The idea that we would give the Communist Party this much of a propaganda tool, as well as the ability to scrape 170 million Americans' personal data, it is a national security risk.
If the bill passes Congress as a whole, ByteDance would have 9 months to sell the app. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today. High temperatures will range from the mid-50s in Bozeman to about 62 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear and quiet conditions. Low temperatures back in the upper 20s and low 30s. And in the outlook into Tuesday, it does call for more sunshine as highs reach the lower to middle 60s. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We got a great message here from AB in Billings, from Anton in Billings. This one actually looks like it came in Saturday morning, but it could have just as well come in about 5 minutes ago. Aaron, I just heard the Fox News update. A comprehensive aid package was passed for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. KJP said it was essential for the preservation of our democracy, yet I hear nothing about the debt, the border, or anti-Semitism. Saving democracy at the expense of our republic. Good trade? Great question there by Anton in Billings. Anton, thanks for that message. Let's see. Davin in Billings. Davin in Billings sent us a message Saturday night. Here's the message. Aaron, it was a pleasure meeting and chatting with you tonight at On the Rocks. Much appreciation to AFP for the inflation dinner discount. Can't tell you enough how I appreciate your show and service to our great country. Keep spreading the good word. Yeah, David, it was great to meet you. And was that your dad or your father-in-law or your anyway, David that was with you as well and the rest of the crew? Anyway, it was great chatting with you guys. Yeah, we had a great event at On the Rocks in Warden on Saturday night. It was a great time. Saw a bunch of the volleyball families were there after the volleyball tournament at Huntley Project as well. So, yeah, that was a great time. Later this week, I'm really excited to give you the rundown of events that we're going to be doing later this week in Bozeman. Friday night, and these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. Friday night, we are going to be at the Rockin' R in downtown Bozeman. Picking up part of your tab, just like we did Saturday night at On the Rocks in Warden. We're going to be at the Rockin' R on Friday night from 5 to 7, so get your happy hour started with us. That'll be a Friday night. And then Saturday morning, we're going to be doing an event out at V42 Fitness. Really cool gym in Three Forks, Montana. We'll be at their Three Forks location. We'll be fighting inflation out at the gym Saturday morning. And then Saturday night, we'll be at the Fusion Fights in Bozeman at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse doing some events there. So looking forward to seeing all of our 1450K MMS listeners. But, yeah, here's the title. Here's the headline of a press release that came out. Actually, just came out yesterday. Biden wreaks havoc on Title IX, threatens the future of women's sports. This is from Alliance Defending Freedom legal counsel Rachel Rollo, I believe is how you pronounce her name, regarding the Biden administration's radical change related to Title IX that illegitimately redefines sex in federal law, threatening women's advancements in education and athletics and violating the rights of parents, students, and teachers. The Biden administration's radical redefinition of sex turns back the clock on equal opportunity for women, threatens student safety and privacy, and undermines fairness in women's sports. It is a slap in the face to women and girls who have fought long and hard for equal opportunities. The administration continues to ignore biological reality, science, and common sense, and women are suffering as a result. The administration's new regulation will have devastating consequences on the future of women's sports, student privacy, and parental rights, which is why Alliance Defending Freedom plans to take action to defend female athletes as well as school district teachers and students who would be gravely harmed by this unlawful government overreach. When the Biden administration first proposed its Title IX rule change, ADF attorneys swiftly urged the president to reconsider and withdraw the proposal for the sake of female athletes who have long fought for an equal playing field. yet the administration unlawfully adopted the new definition anyway. So you have Joe Biden using the bureaucracy to threaten girls and women's sports. And again, the point that I made in the opening of the show is that the Democrats here in Montana are just as nuts. They're just as radical. They're pushing the same type of nonsense. So when somebody wants to call in and virtue signal and pretend that somehow the Democrats aren't as radical as the California Democrats or as the National Democrats, they are just as radical. Look nowhere else other than Zoe Zephyr for the case in point. All right, let's go into the phone lines here. Steve in Ballantyne first up. What's going on, Steve?
Morning, Aaron. Okay, I don't know if you've seen it, but Tester's got an ad. It was actually on HGTV. He's got a border ad. And he's saying that he voted against the Biden joke. I don't know how he said, but he used words Biden on some border bill or something. Almost wants you to just throw something at your TV.
Straight up lies from John Tester.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And so my thing is why doesn't, Tim Sheehy, he's got another one on him, but Tim Sheehy, why doesn't a person just put up the numbers, put up the whatever it would have been that he voted against. You know, everything's got a number. Put that stuff on the screen showing where he voted against securing our border. He voted against holding whatever his name is on the border, guys.
Mayorkas, yeah.
Mayorkas, and voted to allow girls or boys into the girls' locker room. You know, just put that kind of simple numbers on the screen and just say, this is what this man voted against.
Yeah, so, but communicating it clearly and effectively. Yeah, but that's what John Tester's doing, of course, is he votes one way, he says one thing in Washington, D.C., then he comes back here and completely lies to the people of Montana, and he's got a lot of money to be able to do so, and he's got a liberal media that will never point out his lies or hold him accountable. All right, Steve, thanks for the call. We already got to hit our hard break. We'll get to Tim in Billings after the Farm and Ranch Report, if you can stand by, Tim.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Ortlund. There are some serious concerns around the Bureau of Land Management's new conservation rule that could impact and threaten livestock grazing across the West. The story next.
The 406 Grazing Academy is headed for Miles City June 11th to 13th, and registration is now open. Workshop participants will gain practical information designed to help them make strategic decisions for their ranches. And topics include optimum stocking rates, diverse grazing strategies, range monitoring, livestock and wildlife relations, and coping with drought, wildfire, and even poisonous plants. But hurry, registration closes June 4th. Visit drc.mt.gov/rangeland to register.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
This past week, the Bureau of Land Management released the draft text of what it had called its conservation rule. And the text was released just as cattle and sheep producers attended either the annual Public Lands Council or NCBA legislative conferences in Washington, D.C. PLC Executive Director Caitlin Glover said the final rule runs counter to the agency's multiple use mandate under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act.
As we saw the BLM finalize this conservation landscape health rule that now they're calling the public lands rule, really what we're seeing is threefold. First is this concept of a new leasing agreement. It's this conservation umbrella that was outlined in the first draft rule. It has now been split into restoration leases and their mitigation leases. Still, the BLM does not have explicit authorization from Congress to do a new leasing program to authorize a new use of public lands. And so we're not seeing those concerns addressed in the final rule. The second part of the rule continues to be concerning. The ACEC, the areas of critical environmental concern, continue to be a restrictive tool, things to take management off of the landscape, a designation that the BLM can use, and circumventing public engagement in that process is a huge problem for us. The third part of the rule is generally encouraging. For a long time, producers, permittees have been asking the BLM to not hang all of the impacts on federal lands that a variety of uses have on the back of grazing permittees. It's a little wonky, but the grazing regulations require you to do land health assessments. They only look at grazing interactions with the landscape, regardless of recreation or of any other use. Now, BLM is applying those across the landscape. That's a good thing, but really the only management tool that they have to adjust on the landscape continues to be grazing. And so what's absolutely imperative is that as this provision moves forward, we're looking at something that's more successful implementation. How do you control other uses? What other tools is the BLM going to develop to make sure that grazing still doesn't bear an outsized burden? The short version here, Lane, is that we saw the final rule. All of our concerns, although the text looks a little bit different now, all of our concerns are really moving forward in this final rule. And so as we dive deeper into this lengthy text, we're going to be taking a hard look at some of the most concerning pieces.
Once in the Federal Register, PLC will digest the entire rule and take action from there. I actually saw BLM Director Tracy Stone Manning in the Washington, D.C. airport flying home this weekend, and she did not provide comment. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Tim in Billings is still on the phone lines. I'm glad because I know that's an extended news break there with the Farm and Ranch Report and more. So, Tim, thanks for sticking around. What's on your mind on this Monday morning?
Well, that's all right, Aaron. You know me. I got more time than money, so. Especially with the economy the way it is.
Yeah, thanks, Joe Biden. Yeah, exactly.
No, what I wanted to talk about was, over the weekend, seeing all those representatives waving those Ukrainian flags in the Capitol.
Wasn't that disgusting? Man.
Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And not all of them were Democrats. And, there are so many companies that lobby all of those people that make so much money off of war. Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, all these companies, and I was really disappointed to see Representative Zinke reported that. And it just makes
he voted against the Ukraine funding. Let me see here. Yeah, he voted no on H.R. 8035, the Ukraine Security Supplemental Appropriations Act. I'll read the quote from him here in a second on that one in particular. He voted for the Indo-Pacific Security Supplemental, but when it came to the Israel funding, because it included Gaza money, he said no to that, and then he also voted against the Ukraine supplemental as well.
Okay, well, that's good, because I think Dr. Ron Paul nailed it when he said, rather than fund both sides of all of these conflicts all around the world, why doesn't the United States take a more neutral stance and rather than fund both sides, say, we're not going to take a side, we're not going to fund either of you, and continue to cause problems in the future because our tax dollars are being used to kill these people, and then our tax dollars are being used to kill these people. I mean, when your only solution is a hammer, every problem is a nail. And so when you have the military-industrial complex funding our entire government and getting rich doing it, and the politicians also get rich doing it, of course we're going to get involved in every little skirmish in the world. And it's just, we can't afford to do this anymore. And they don't seem to care. They don't seem to care. And it's both sides, and it's just absolutely disgusting. And I think they should take those little flags, they should wrap them up tight, and they should cram them somewhere where it's unspeakable on the radio.
Well, they, you know, they were. They were holding all these little miniature Ukrainian flags. And look, I support the Ukrainian people. I think we should stand up to Putin. But I also think we should stand up and secure our own border first and foremost. And we need to get Donald Trump back in the White House so that we stop Putin. And so that we stand up to the communist Chinese as well. Instead, these guys just continue to roll over and give more and more of our money out there. And the fact that they were waving a foreign flag on the floor of the House of Representatives was absolutely shameful.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Police are at Yale University to break up pro-Palestinian protesters setting up camp overnight. Classes at Columbia University are remote today. The Passover Jewish holiday starts tonight, marked by President Biden in a statement.
The president issued a statement saying, "We must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism," adding, "Silence is complicity." He also singled out colleges, saying anti-Semitism has no place on college campuses or anywhere in our country.
Fox's Joe Nato. Opening statement starts soon at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Today it kicks off. The people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Prosecutors will finally completely reveal their hand, and the defense will push back against that. 34 counts involve filing false business records.
Fox's Derek Sean. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, I saw some posts on X over the weekend with several members of Congress and others criticizing the members of the House of Representatives for waving foreign flags on the House floor. Derek Van Orden, he's a Navy SEAL member of Congress out of Wisconsin, member DVO. He was the guy when we did this, you know, these big rallies in Western Montana back in in the summer of 2022, he came out and was traveling alongside fellow Navy SEAL and Congressman Ryan Zinke. And then they also had an incredible Medal of Honor recipient and Navy SEAL Mike Thornton was on that trip. So I got to hang out with the three of these guys. But Derek Van Orden said this: "I don't care how you feel about a piece of legislation. No member of the United States Congress should be waving a flag of another country on the House floor. What took place today was unacceptable." And when it comes to the Israel aid package, remember, the House of Representatives already passed an Israel aid package months ago. But this wasn't just an Israel aid package. They were funding both sides with this nonsense. Congressman Ryan Zinke said on Saturday, "No on Gaza aid. I stand with Israel. But $9 billion to our enemies while our ally is under fire is non-negotiable." Next up on the phone lines, Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, what's on your mind?
Oh, geez, Aaron, so much. And I'm only going to talk about 2 points today. I'll call back tomorrow and or Wednesday on this illegal immigration thing. I actually encountered two illegals on Highway 12 West last Friday. I'll tell you that story tomorrow. But I tell you, I listened to New York City Radio on weekends. I found out through WABC Radio that the juries for the Trump trial are being chosen from voter registrations. And the majority of them so far have been radical Democrats who actually hate Trump. So we know right there that he is not going to be able to get a fair and legal trial in the state of New York. And I'm really worried about the election in November. That really upsets me right there. As far as this aid package, I am shocked. The amount of it, $95 billion, just think of what that could do for our own country. And I know that there's a lot of things in this bill. You've heard the Fox updates talking about ByteDance, which seems like it's going to pass next Tuesday to either make China sell, divest the TikTok and sell it, or be banned in the United States, and that's one good thing. But the spending package, I know I overheard an admiral, retired admiral of the Navy, say that a lot of the money going to Taiwan is going to be invested in our own submarines for some research and more technology. But the point of it is that, yes, we have open borders, and it doesn't do any good to offer security around the world when we're not secure ourselves. And I just want
That's a great point. All right, we got to hit the hard break here. Thanks for the call. Quick break, back after this.
saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many grocery store shoppers are fed up with high prices for food. Since the pandemic, food staples are around 25% higher. But there's lots of penny-pinching strategies you can use to lower your grocery bill, like switching to generic brands, which tend to be cheaper. If that's not your preference, do a comparison test and check out the ingredients of store brands side by side to name brands. You'll often see that generic provides the same quality. Use coupons. It can be time-consuming, but you can download digital coupons on your phone and apply them at checkout. Consider buying in bulk, but only if you're going to consume the food before it goes bad or you're planning to freeze it, because buying too much in bulk might end up in the trash. Making a list and checking it twice doesn't apply to just holiday shopping. Many frugal shoppers do that every time they head to the store. And consider skipping the non-perishable goods aisles and instead shop for these items at dollar stores. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now I got to find out, what's the rest of the story with this one here? Kelly in Glasgow sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. We've got the Democrats in Glasgow in a tizzy fit. They simply can't handle the truth. What are they in a tizzy fit over right now? That'd be fun to hear that one out. I mean, especially like 7 out of 10 people in Valley County voted for the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats are an absolute train wreck. Think about how much money, you know, those Democrats in Glasgow, they love to spend taxpayer dollars. They love to have government money. Yeah, we could have had Keystone XL pipeline. How many millions of dollars would they have gotten from the Keystone XL pipeline to spend on roads or infrastructure, or figure out a way to invest in a new school gymnasium, right? I mean, think about everything they could have done with that money, Kelly, and yet their boy John Tester said no to it. Their boy John Tester voted against it when it mattered the most. They love taking your money, though, don't they? They will take your money in a heartbeat. They will ask you to support another, you know, property tax increase all day long. But when they could have taken money from TransCanada or whoever ended up being named, boy, they didn't want to take their free money. They want to come and take money out of your pocket, don't they? So, be interested in hearing what they're freaking out about up there. As they just continue to dwindle in numbers, because Valley County used to have a sizable population of Democrats. Many of us had family members that were, you know, that all voted Democrat back in the day. But much rarer now these days, isn't it? Because that party is so whacked out. They've become the whack job party. They are the Zoe Zephyr party. That's who they stand for. You know, I was talking about the Title IX changes. Title IX changes are a sign that the Montana Democrats are just as crazy as the National Democrats. What is Joe Biden doing when it comes to these proposed Title IX changes to allow men into your daughter's locker rooms and to take their spot on sports teams? I mentioned how the Democrats here in Montana are suing in order to force the ability to change your birth certificate so that men can change their birth certificate to say that they're women, so that they can find a back door into your daughter's locker room that way. Anyway, Riley Gaines, the great college swimmer who was forced to receive a second place trophy because a man wanted to identify as a woman and take the first place trophy instead. But Riley Gaines was on Fox and Friends with Kaylee McEnany over the weekend.
Here's what Miguel Cardona had the audacity to say. These final regulations build on the legacy of Title IX by clarifying that all our nation's students can access schools that are safe, welcoming, and respect their rights. So according to the Biden administration, pushing women out of women's sports builds on the legacy of Title IX? I mean, help me understand.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying all are welcome except for women. This is the most asinine, really, I would say the most anti-woman, anti-reality pursuit we have seen from this administration thus far. It is something that not only abolishes women's sports as we know it, this would allow men in women's locker rooms, bathrooms, changing spaces. This would potentially allow men to be housed in dorm rooms with women. And this would compel our speech. Students and faculty would be forced, required to use preferred pronouns. And if we don't, or if you, a 17-year-old girl who's randomly housed with a male in your dorm room, if this is something you go to your administration and express your discomfort with, under these new Title IX, this new proposal, this new rewrite, you would be guilty and charged with sexual harassment.
Isn't that crazy? What she, that point that she just made right there, that they're stripping away, sorry, bad analogy there, is they want to put men into your daughter's locker room there. They are stripping away their free speech rights at the same time. Not only they're saying, hey, you will be forced to allow men into women's locker rooms. You will be forced to allow boys into the girls' locker rooms. But if your daughter dares to say anything about it, we will punish her. We will hold her accountable. You are not even allowed to speak up and complain about some dude coming into your girls' locker room. My goodness. These people are absolutely nuts. And that's exactly why the ACLU and the Democrats here in Montana are filing suit to be able to change birth certificates. They want to change statements of record. They want to change statements of fact. Birth statistics, they want to change simple statements of fact so that they can find a backdoor into your daughter's locker room. And John Tester supports it. We know Zoe Zephyr supports it. And is there one elected Democrat in the legislature, one elected Democrat in the Montana legislature that will stand up against this? Find me one. Give me one. Tell them to call in. If they're not awake yet, they can call in later this morning. If they still aren't awake by 10 o'clock this morning, wouldn't surprise me, they can call in later this week. They can send me an audio recorded statement if they want. They can send me a prepared statement. Find me one elected legislative Democrat in Montana that will stand up against this. And then you can, anyway, 294-0970, the number for you. Let's go to Russ in Billings. Russ, what's going on?
Hey, I saw the movie Civil War over the weekend, and I don't know if anybody else out there got a chance to do that.
I haven't watched it. I've been reading something about it.
It's intense. And I think it's a plausible scenario, except for the fact that California allied with Texas and Florida. I don't see that happening. But, you know, if they continue to encroach on our freedom and just destroy our economy and the travesty at the southern border, you know, I could see something like that going down, unfortunately.
So I haven't seen the movie, but just seeing the press and the publicity for this Civil War movie, my knee-jerk reaction, and maybe I'm wrong, but my knee-jerk reaction was, man, these Hollywood liberals and these Democrats really want to see a Civil War. I mean, they're even doing a propaganda movie to try to encourage the thought. What the heck?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'd recommend it. Check it out. But it's a little disturbing. Had a hard time pulling to sleep last night.
So did it have an agenda? Did it have a narrative? Or was it
just... No, I don't think... It didn't really push a political narrative or agenda. If it does, it was conservative. At the very beginning of the movie, the president gets up there and he's trying to give a speech. Kind of reminds me of Dumbo trying to read the teleprompter. And, you know, he practiced it several times and finally came out with a coherent... You know, was able to string a few sentences together. He doesn't look like Biden.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, yeah, I don't know if I'll watch it. I don't watch, too much TV. That's why I miss a lot of these campaign commercials. Everybody's like, did you see that latest ad? No, I didn't. Because even if I am watching TV, I try to skip the commercials or watch programming that doesn't have commercials or whatever, things like that. So that's why I miss a lot of it. But yeah, I do think it's very interesting. It's as if they want to force a civil war in this country, the way they are trying to divide us at every turn, the way they're literally, I say literally, poking you in the eye. Not just figuratively poking you in the eye, literally poking you in the eye. Did you guys see this? I'm going to bring this up later this morning. DailyCaller.com has this headline. Jewish journalism student jabbed in the eye with Palestinian flagpole while reporting on the protest. I believe this was the one at Columbia University. They are doing remote learning. They're doing remote learning. Where you miss the setup and where you miss. They're doing remote learning today at Columbia University. You know why? Because the violence directed at Jewish students and the threats directed at Jewish students is so bad that that's what they're doing. They are literally poking you in the eye. They want to divide this country. They want to tear this country down and turn it into something else. I think that's why they're pushing things like this Civil War movie. That's just my thoughts, though. What's yours? 406-294-0970. Hey, Mother's Day brunch. Sorry, guys, you don't get to identify as a mom for this one. Mother's Day brunch coming up May 12th, 2024. Our friends at the Montana Sky Restaurant have a special Mother's Day brunch menu. I'm looking at it right now. Looks absolutely incredible. I see prime rib, and I'm like, man, I'm there. I'm there. But they got crab cakes. They're going to have chicken marsala. Of course, the veggies, of course, the mashed potatoes and brown gravy. They're going to have halibut with lemon beurre blanc, shrimp cocktail, shrimp ceviche, all sorts of incredible stuff. The Montana Sky Restaurant is on the 20th floor of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. So if you're looking for somewhere special with a very special view, I can see it right now. The Montana Sky Restaurant. Call them today to get your reservations for Mother's Day brunch.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Nobody cares what Joe Biden thinks. And the saddest part of all of this, and I think this will have political reverberations in the end, is he has literally, we've learned now, surrendered any war on terrorism or any ability to morally speak out against terrorists. And sadly, he has in the process been emboldening radical Islamic terrorists in the process. I mean, every single time that Joe Biden has been chastising Israel to have a ceasefire, how they need to fight the war, how they have to be more precise and don't go to Rafah, or as he calls it, Haifa, because he doesn't know the difference. Everything that he has been saying, nobody has been listening to.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Their shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When are interest rates going back to normal? Some version of that question is being asked by a long list of people. Prospective homeowners, new home buyers expecting to refinance, people with credit card balances, and even stock traders. Persistence of interest rates above the near zero rates of before the pandemic is still a shock to some of us. The idea that pre-pandemic interest rates were normal, of course, would be laughable if it weren't for the fact that so many people believed it so. But in recent weeks, the behavior of markets suggests that people are starting to realize the folly of that hope. After month of implicitly forecasting that the Federal Reserve would soon start lowering rate policy rates and controls, traders are beginning to price in what can only be called reality, namely that the Fed is planning no such thing. Suddenly, stock markets aren't the only place to earn a return, and things that required borrowed money aren't so cheap to do anymore. The economy is surviving, but it's not clear that everything in it will. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you.
50 keywords saved now from Pure Talk.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke voted against the Ukraine aid. So, of course, did Congressman Matt Rosendale from the Eastern Congressional District as well. Let's see. First, Congressman Rosendale said this. He says, I refuse to send funds our country and our taxpayers do not have to fuel foreign conflicts. The $100 billion price tag of these four pieces of legislation, combined with the backwards logic of sending money to both sides of the war in Israel and the inclusion of the American dollar jeopardizing repo act, makes this one of the most America last pieces of legislation in our history. Moreover, Republicans circumvented their own rule about single subject legislation to send this Biden-Schumer endorsed package to the Democrat majority Senate. So a great statement there from Congressman Matt Rosendale. Congressman Ryan Zinke said this, particularly with regard to the Ukraine aid. Congress and Biden have sent billions and billions of taxpayer dollars to fund a war in Ukraine. And for what? I've asked everyone in a position of power in the Biden administration, and I can think of what the plan is in Ukraine, and nobody seems to know. I'm a believer in fighting for freedom and supporting our allies, but I am not a supporter of a blank check on the taxpayer's dime. I can't justify sending a blank check to Ukraine, especially when our own borders are being invaded every day. Our police and schools are under financial stress, and Montanans cannot afford gas and groceries due to inflation. So a great statement there from Congressman Zinke as well. Gary in Billings next up on the phone lines. Gary, what's on your mind this Monday?
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. There's a big article in the paper yesterday. It's surprising that this Victoria Davis lays out about John Tester and all the things he's funded to bring these immigrants into this country. It's amazing that it shows Tim Sheehy on there, and you got to read that article. The other point I had, I was listening
yeah,
to
this
the
is
talk
their
shows.
This is their attempt to, oh, look, we're trying to be fair. You know, we'll ignore story after story about John Tester when it's day of news, but we'll do one story just to check the box to say, oh, we wrote about the southern border once. Well, and then they'll go back to bashing the Republicans every single day of the week.
Yeah, well, read the article, Aaron. It does talk really a lot about both sides, but I was listening to the talk show. A guy's name is Bill, and he on Sunday night, he brings this up. But what's amazing that Joe Biden has another daughter. Growing up, she had to take showers with her dad.
Oh, that was in the diary. Yeah, that was in the diary. Yeah. And they're throwing the woman who found the diary that was left in a house. They've prosecuted her for leaking Joe Biden's diary. But yeah, apparently in his daughter's diary, she talks about taking showers and how uncomfortable she was.
See, the roommate stole the diary to make money because she was broke. So the FBI now is prosecuting her for exposing that diary. But what an evil man. And yet they cover it up. But it's so sad that he talks about these immigrants that are going to be running our country.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And it's all happening because of Liberal Senator John Tester, flip-flop, flat-top. Gary, I don't know if you made it to the Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Yellowstone County on Friday night. I was there. It was amazing to me. The event, it was going on way late in the night. Way late in the night. And, you know, especially as early as I get up on a Friday. But, man, I'll tell you what. When Tim Sheehy took that stage and did that Q&A with David Noble, he brought the whole crowd to their feet. in a standing ovation. He silenced the whole crowd and brought them to their feet. So powerful speech.
This is Paul Parise with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
We just released Fox News battleground state surveys. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. All states President Biden narrowly won in 2020, and all states where he ties or trails Donald Trump in a hypothetical two-way race. They tie in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Trump is ahead by 3 points in Michigan and 6 in Georgia. Neither advantage is outside the poll's margin of error. It's noteworthy, more voters disapprove than approve of the job Biden is doing by at least 10 points in each state. However, a big reason the races are close is in each state, about 10% of those disapproving still support Biden over Trump. When third-party candidates are included, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. receives single-digit support. The big question is, who does he hurt? In these states, Kennedy's backing comes a bit more from Trump than Biden. But other third-party candidates, Cornel West, Jill Stein, siphon a few points from Biden without taking from Trump. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Paul Parise.